The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the Sammy B. And this is Hoop Ball Grizz.
We are post-game. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio 129-112 to improve to 8-6 on the season. This is win number six in the what is now nearly a month-long win streak.
Yes, thanks to COVID.
Thanks to a 12-day layoff. Headed into this game, we got out some pregame tweets, things to look for. I was worried about the Grizzlies being a little bit rusty coming off of the nearly two-week layoff from the MLK game, and they did not.
I was about to say, I didn't see much rust, if any.
No, you know, they came out of the gate firing what seemed like all cylinders. They were rebounding really well early in the game. They nearly doubled the Spurs up in the first half. They were up at one point like 25-13 on the rebounds. And the Spurs actually got back into it, closed the gap, and got the game within five there late. Then the Grizzlies got on the throttle and pulled away. John Moran had two assists there for Dylan Brooks to hit two big threes to spread the lead back out and put it away. It wasn't completely over at that point, but those were two pretty big threes by DB to put the Grizzlies back up 11 at that point, and then cruised on into the 129-112 win. Sammy B, I'm going to let you have the floor, man. You got it right here. Give me three things from this game that you liked, man. Three things that you saw from the Grizzlies that you liked.
Defense. I feel like they played very good defense tonight. Don't know how you feel about that, but I think they did well on that.
Absolutely. Dylan Brooks was incredible on DeMar DeRozan tonight. DeMar DeRozan only had 5 points.
Who got really mad tonight.
There were a couple times where you could really see that DB was getting under his skin. Got a technical foul called on him, and then, you know, they just kept jawing, and it was a great defensive effort by the Grizzlies. Great team defense, honestly, not just DB on DeRozan, but great team defense in general. That's one. You got two to go, Sammy B. What's next?
I wanted to check just to be sure, because I feel like they shot over 50% tonight, and they did. They shot 56%, so.
The shots were falling for sure.
Yep. I really like to see that.
A lot of good shots. They were taking high percentage shots.
Good looks, and they were dropping. It was great. It was great.
So defense, shooting the ball.
I was going to say, but their free throws. Ooh, gosh.
Well, I mean.
I know.
They didn't shoot that many. The Spurs outshot them from the line tonight, and that's. I mean, I'm not even going to dig into the free throw thing, Sam. You know how I feel about that.
I feel the same way.
They didn't really shoot all that great from the free throw line, but also they did not shoot that many free throws. So there is that. But even missing free throws tonight, well, they were 10 for 15, 67% as a team.
Yep.
You know, I'd love to see that higher. I say it a million times, free throws win championships. They do.
And my last one, DeAnthony Melton actually saw the floor, and he played quite a bit and had 20 points.
He did. Big night. He actually led all scorers in the game, making that last three late. He had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. Mr. Do Something out there doing something.
Mr. Do Everything.
Played 32 minutes tonight. What does that mean? What are we going to see going forward with DeAnthony Melton? Who freaking knows?
I'm
not going to get too excited about this, man.
Not yet.
What does this mean for fantasy? Do you go out and you pick up DeAnthony Melton because he played 32 minutes tonight? No, you absolutely don't, because Grayson Allen was not available tonight. They had 10 healthy players. It's easy to have a 10-man rotation when that's all the healthy players you got.
Even John Conchar actually saw the floor tonight.
He
too,
did. So. Should DeAnthony Melton see this much time? He should be 25 plus minutes a night. Yep. I think honestly he should.
Agreed.
And at the 25 minutes a night, he can be effective in fantasy. He's going to be effective in real life. obviously, you see what he does. You see what he brings to the team. But who knows what Jenkins is going to do? Glad to see him back. Glad to see that he was productive in the time that he got tonight. Shot the ball pretty well from three. 4 for 7, I think he ended. And let's see. I'll pull that up right quick. 4 for 7. Four for seven from three. Yep. So, good game from DeAnthony Melton after going for a DNP coach's decision in the previous game. Still don't get that. I mean.
He said he was trying a different thing. We know, but we'll see.
Let's run through the stats, Sam. I'm not going to go back down that rabbit hole.
Get lost in that one again.
I'll start us off. I talked about DeAnthony Melton already. Dylan Brooks, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. He was 5 for 11 from the field, 3 for 7 from 3. 2 big threes in the fourth quarter. He only had 8 points, obviously, going into the fourth. Wasn't shooting the ball that well. Made 2 pretty big threes down the stretch to put the game away for the Grizzlies. Yep. And, again, was phenomenal on the defensive end against DeMar DeRozan. Ja Morant, 19 points, 2 rebounds, 11 assists. Sammy B., you got the next few.
All right. Brandon Clark played right over 26 minutes, had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, shot 6 for 11. Xavier Tillman, who started tonight, played 21 minutes, had 6 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks, shot 3 for 8. Kyle Anderson, 20 points, 45 seconds. He had 16.
Whoa, what? Sammy B screwed that one all up.
Did I? 20 minutes, 45 seconds?
You said 20 points, 45 seconds.
I may have, and then I said.
That would be some sort of record.
Man, he's a beast. He played 20 minutes and 45 seconds. He had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals. I like that. Shot 6 for 8. That's even better. That's fantasy numbers right there. Should have picked him up today. We already talked about, Mr. Do Something. Gorgie had 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks in a little over 26 and a half minutes. Tyus Jones, who played against his brother tonight, 8 points, 1 rebound, 8 assists, shot 4 for 9. And Desmond Bain, basically 21 minutes, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and shot 6 for 8.
Didn't miss from 3 tonight.
Nope.
Get that man some more looks. I want to back up. I want to talk about Tillman just a little bit. So the stat line's not crazy from tonight. 6 and 6, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. This is something that I like about him, though. You've watched this over the last couple games. When he gets switched onto a guard, he has phenomenal footwork. It is great. Slides his feet well. He does not get – I'm not going to say that he doesn't get beat because it's obvious. Like, he can get beat off of the dribble, but he plays smart. He stripped Chris Paul, one of the better guards in the history of the league. He stripped him. You know, Chris Paul is known to have good handles. And Tillman got a steal on him. And tonight at the end of the game, Tillman got switched on DeJounte Murray, who is one of the faster guards in the NBA. And Tillman was able to stick with him and get a block. Got a foul called. It is a foul. They called it. It's fine. Not going to debate that a whole lot. But the block was clean for sure. Maybe a little bit of contact after the block. Whatever. It could have went anyway. They blew the whistle. It was a foul. But I really, really like what Tillman does when he gets switched to a smaller guy. LaMarcus Aldridge started this game off. Sorry, I'm bouncing straight away from Tillman there. But Aldridge started the game off well and then just stalled.
Yep.
After that, Keldon Johnson was having a pretty good game.
Looks good.
Don't know what happened there. You can say, okay, the Grizzlies played good defense and that's what happened. I don't know.
That's what we're going with.
We're going to say that, yes.
That's what we're going with.
It's a question mark, but Grizzlies come away with a win. Great team victory for them. What's next, Sam? Who's up next? Do you know?
The Spurs on Monday.
Monday, we get a day off, and then we stay in San Antonio, play the Spurs again. Here's the thing. I will guarantee you in this next matchup, that you're going to get a different look from the Spurs.
No doubt.
DeMar DeRozan is not going to come out and only score 5 points in that next game. How many shots did he take tonight, Sam? Do you even know? He didn't even shoot the ball that much.
I can get it
for a guy that he shot. He took six shots tonight.
Yeah.
So 2 for 6, 33% from the field.
Wow. That's not DeMar DeRozan.
It's not. Some of that credit goes to Dylan Brooks because of his defense. Some of that is something was not working for the Spurs. It's going to be a different look. You could tell, even with a mask on, the disgust on Popovich's face toward the end of the game.
He was sitting there with just that look on his face of like, I don't even want to be here right now.
Yeah,
who are you?
He was mad and pulled the guys maybe early when there was, you know, I think.
Well, there was like 8 minutes left. He put his whole bench. No, it was six minutes left.
Was it six?
I don't think it was six. Okay. Maybe a little less than that, but there was still quite a bit of time left.
Yeah, there was enough time that they could have probably made a run.
And even Brevin said, he goes, Brevin. He's like, oh, wow, he's already cleared out his bench. He's like, well, there's plenty of time to clear out my bench. So.
Yeah. But clearing out the bench allowed us to see the brother versus brother matchup,
which was cool.
Tyus and Trey got to go heads up a little bit against each other. That's got to be fun, man. To make it to basketball at the highest level, and then you're playing against your brother. You know, the Holiday brothers do it,
yep.
And two of them are playing on the same team, so that's got to be great for them.
Mm-hmm.
Staying together, traveling, but I can't even imagine getting to the highest level of anything, and then matching up against your brother.
Pow and Mark, you know, there's that.
Yeah,
Robin,
great story.
And Brooke, all those.
Yeah, there's a lot of brothers that do it. It was fun to watch it tonight, even though it was just for a little bit, just a short period of time. I'm sure that we will see more of that.
Oh yeah,
in the future, Trey is probably going to start seeing more playing time after this season. We'll see. I was surprised at how. We talk about rebounding, right? And what's going to happen? There were talks of a JV trade, and there were actually Grizzlies front office talks, but it was just people theory crafting JV trades. Who's going to want JV? There was talk, Portland lost Nurkic. How long is Nurkic going to be out? Are they going to trade for a big man, or are they just going to roll with Enes Kanter? Still don't know what's going to happen there. But there were talks of a JV trade, and one of the biggest arguments that I saw was, who's gonna rebound? What's gonna happen in rebounding when you lose the best rebounder on the team?
You're gonna lose rebounds, plain and simple.
But they didn't tonight.
No, not tonight. No, fluke deal.
When they play as a team, when they rebound as a team, I think they'd be fine.
They look good tonight.
You know. I think BC ended with like 5 rebounds. It wasn't that many. He didn't have many tonight. Tillman had 6. Yeah, BC had 5. Tillman had 6. Kyle Anderson had 5. Melton had 5. Gorgie had 7. John Conchar had 7.
And he even had 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've got guys that are great rebounders for their position. Good rebounders for their position. After watching the Grizzlies play tonight without JV, and I know Sam's like gut reaction to this is going to be no because of his love for JV, how well do you think the Grizzlies could do if they moved on from JV, if they were able to trade him? If say that Portland comes knocking and they're talking about Nazir Little or
Bob Covington.
That's not going to happen.
That would be awesome.
Dude, be realistic.
Send him over.
No.
Okay, I'll be realistic.
Don't be dumb.
I'll be realistic. If they trade off Jonas, they ain't winning another game, period. Right, that's the last stupid thing I'm saying.
Oh, come on, Sam. I'm trying to get an honest answer out of you.
All right, go ahead.
And he's like, send us Bob Covington.
Bob, now.
They're wanting to compete for a championship. They're not going to send us Bob Covington.
Go ahead.
Dang it. All right. So I'm just using Portland for an example just because of the Nurkic being hurt thing. But if they send you an offer of a Naz Little or maybe even Harry Giles, maybe the front office likes Giles, or maybe both of those guys.
And a draft pick for Jonas?
How do you think, even if it's just one of them, you pick, I don't care. I like Gary Trent Jr. is not going to be an option.
No, because I was about to say.
I love Anfernee Simons. Yeah. Love that kid. He's amazing. And I would like, I don't think that he's available either. I would say that he's probably not available. So those two are probably not going to be available for trade. But you got Zach Collins, Harry Giles.
I would take Giles over.
Not Naz Little. If it's one of those guys in draft pick,
I'm taking Harry Giles.
You're going to have, so it would be something like, so Rodney Hood would be in on the trade just for nothing else other than salary purposes. Yep. Rodney Hood, one of the young guys in a pick for JV. Obviously, I like JV, but he's not part of the championship window for the Grizzlies. Age-wise, it just doesn't line up. If you could move him for a younger guy, get some assets, how do you think they look, Sam? Do you think that they really miss him that much? They showed that they can win without him tonight.
I was about to say, if they do this right here, then they would be fine.
You know, they're not going to shoot. What'd you say they shot 56% from the field?
56%.
They're not going to do that night in and night out. No. We know that. We're well aware that that is not going to happen every night. But could the Grizzlies team rebound well enough to be competitive without JV?
Yeah, I think they could. If, you know, perfect world, you know, there's going to be times where they don't, obviously. But all in all, I mean, if everybody comes out and plays, does what they do, yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, you're going to struggle against teams that are bigger. Team like the Lakers are a great example of guy. They have a lot of guys that can rebound the basketball. LeBron, AD, Trez, you know, a lot of big guys that can pull down the rebound. I'm not going to run through all the guys that can do it for them, but they've got a number of different guys. And the teams like that have a number of different guys that can get in there and rebound. I think Milwaukee is another team with, you know, Giannis and Lopez, Bobby Portis. They've got a number of different guys that can get in there and rebound. They may struggle against the bigger teams, but I think night in, night out that they could definitely compete, especially, you know, like the Spurs are a team that basically they're playing four guards and Aldridge. Pretty much. You know, they're kind of in the same boat. Really? Keldon Johnson is a little bit bigger, but, you know, he's still not a typical.
He's like a small forward.
Pretty much. He's not a typical four.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a question that we may need to start discussing with Xavier Tillman getting the start over Gorgui to see what he can do. And just, we're almost certain that Gorgui is going to get moved at some point. It's an expiring contract. It brings value. He's probably going to be gone at some point during this season. And he's proven that he can be productive in the time that he's been on the floor with the Grizzlies. He's been productive. He's stayed ready. Every opportunity he's got, he's taken advantage of it. Is it possible that the Grizzlies move away from both of them this year? You get Jaren healthy. Do you move away from both of them? I don't know.
That was a good question. We'll see. Only time can tell.
That's right. I think that they will struggle. There's going to be nights where they really, really struggle without a dominant rebounder. But I think with the guys that they have, when they know, okay, we don't have JV that's going to be in here pulling down 12 to 15 boards a night, we're going to have to work. I think you've got enough guys that have the right mentality that they can go out there and they're going to hustle. Xavier Tillman had a couple rebounds tonight where he just out-hustled. You know, Poeltl is bigger than Tillman. Tillman out-hustled him and got a couple rebounds. You know, like, they can still be effective even without him being there. I don't know how big of a hole it's going to put in. I'll say this. They're not going to lose anything on defense. That's for certain. Xavier Tillman is going to be a better defensive center than JV. Night in and night out, Tillman's going to be better defensively. Anyway, we're just spitballing, throwing stuff at the wall.
Yep.
There's been no talks in the front office of JV getting moved, but it wouldn't surprise me if by the end of the season that you see Tillman and JV, or not Tillman, sorry, Gorgie and JV moved from this Grizzlies roster.
Maybe there's trade talks, and that's why he didn't play tonight, even though he was cleared to play.
He did. That's
bum,
what
bum.
He was listed. So, I mean, I'm not going to say.
Spitballing like, again.
Yeah, so he was cleared. The 29th cleared his 12 days. The 20th, so he could have played tonight. I don't know why he didn't. They said health and safety protocols. You know, if he was positive, maybe he just was not up to it. We'll see. I'm certain that he's back and he plays Monday. I'll be completely surprised if he doesn't. Who knows? It's the Grizzlies. We get no transparency.
Nothing. They release nothing.
Man, nothing. These long-term injuries. Give us something, man. Something. Oh, yeah, everything's going good. We're going to get them back whenever, you know.
I need to know when Jaren's coming back. That's like my main thing. I need to know when he's coming back. And they're not going to tell nobody.
You're going to know the day before the game when they release the injury report at 5 p.m. You're going to know then. That's it. That's when you're going to know.
That's stupid.
I highly doubt that you get any kind of leak from this front office. It's annoying. It's a pain in the butt.
Well, it's stupid.
It is. I agree. Sam, are you gambling on the Super Bowl this year, man?
Probably so.
Where are you going to do that, Sam? MyBookie.ag. That's where you're going, Sam.
That's where I'm going to go.
I tossed
it
up.
Is that where
you
going to go?
That dude, that was an oop, and you airballed the dunk. That was awful.
I sure did.
MyBookie.ag, best sportsbook online. Go over and check them out. Let them know that we sent you. Our promo code is HOOPBALL. They are running specials for the Super Bowl. They're adding money to your bet for the Super Bowl just for getting over there, signing up, making a new account. MyBookie.ag, they have more lines and better odds than any other sportsbook out there. Anything and everything that you want to bet on, they're going to have it. If you're a parlay guy, you like to throw together a bunch of small ones to win big, get over to MyBookie.ag, get signed up, use our promo code HOOPBALL, let them know that we sent you. Parlay away. Follow the guys at HOOPBALL Gaming. They have been killing it. They are plus 9 units on the NBA season so far. Plus 9. Those guys know what they're doing.
Good deal.
Over at HOOPBALL Gaming. Pair up with the guys at HOOPBALL Gaming and MyBookie.ag and win you some money. Sammy B, I've got nothing else for tonight. You got anything else?
Nothing that I can think of.
All right. We'll be back with a weekly preview show. Probably tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. More than likely, it's going to be tomorrow because we have the Spurs game on Monday, and it's going to be hard to get one in before the game.
Yep.
Let's get out of here, Sam. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I am at DWill2111. Sam is?
It is SamEB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase a, MNY, capital B, 1118.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.